As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Yes, thank you guys very much for supporting the show. If you'd like to join them on our Patreon family, go to our website, DisneyAssembled.com. Scroll down to the Become a Patron button. Click there and join them for all the great exclusive Patreon content. Also, if you are looking for additional Disney content 24/7, 365, head on over to Magic of the Mouse Radio. Some great music, other podcasts, and this podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check out Magic of the Mouse Radio. I know they have some big plans. I think they're actually starting a new station for just park music coming out pretty soon over at Magic of the Mouse Radio. It's great stuff, so check them out. You can find a link to that on our website as well, DisneyAssembled.com, and just scroll down till you see the Magic of the Mouse Radio image. All right. Mimi, what are we doing this week? We don't have any reviews.
No.
We need some reviews. We had a great one last week.
We do have October, which is the month of everything that is good and great when it comes to Disney. Calling All the Monsters, China Anne McClain, Girl versus Monster, Hocus Pocus, Coraline. I mean, that's not Disney, but it's still Halloween. There's Monster House and Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, Halloween is like the season for Disney. And also they make a ton of money off of costumes, which is always great. I'm very excited for Halloween.
Yeah, we had a great year last year. October was a great month for the podcast last year. We did some really cool stuff, and we got some stuff planned. We'll have a...
Halloween was so funny, because I wasn't allowed to go out because of COVID, but all my friends went out, and like they posted pictures, and they were like, we wish you were here. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not, so stop talking.
Well, it's a new year, and fresh shows, and we're here talking to our friends over there, listening to the show. We hope they're enjoying this conversation. Because, you know, every October we try to come up with something relatively seasonal. And we did a bunch of shows last year about certain things. And you have some big plans for the end of the month where we're going to have a special guest and so forth. So, you know, that's coming up pretty soon. But in this episode, you wanted to talk about costumes.
Yes, I did want to talk about costumes. And I presented this idea to Papa, and I was like, we could just talk about like our favorite costumes. And like, there's three categories to costumes. There's group, there's couple, and there's single. And you were like, let's just do single and like see like which costumes we would want to do and in the future sometime.
Right.
And, you know, just a little bit of how we would do it. So that's what we're going to do today. We each compiled a list of 10 characters across all Disney media, you know, Marvel, Star Wars, whatever, of costumes that we would want to eventually execute.
And these are costumes that we would consider wearing for Halloween ourselves.
I definitely considered like four of mine this season.
And before we do that, though, you know, the cast members at the parks, they have costumes.
Yes.
They wear. Are there any, we didn't talk about this ahead of time, but are there any in particular that you think are, you know, pretty good? Like, for example, the Haunted Mansion ones are great.
Goth, I like the Haunted Mansion.
The costumes for Haunted Mansion are really good.
Punk Goth is part of my costume this year. So you guys will, I mean, I mentioned it on the live. So if you were on YouTube live, you would know. But my Halloween costume is going to be epic this year. I'm still kind of putting it together because it's DIY. And I'm like, I want to buy an official cosplay costume, but they're like $200 and they don't have the money. So it's like weird. But
I like the Pirates costumes for the cast members because they dress like little pirate people.
Yeah.
And I also like the Jungle Cruise ones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the skipper costumes.
I think so the skipper really costumes cool. get hot.
They might, but they get to wear the shorts, khaki shorts and all that stuff. So
I also really like, in specific, the Tiana costume that the cat that the actor wears, actresses wears.
Right. Because it looks like Tiana.
Well, yeah, but it's like all the dresses are great. But like specifically Tiana's makes right. me it's good.
Well, if our listeners out there have a favorite costume from cast members that cast members wear at the parks, go ahead and send us an email, DisneyAssemble@gmail.com, or shoot us a message on our socials at DisneyAssemble on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Let us know what your favorite cast member costumes are. We'd love to hear that. But in this episode, we're going to talk about 10 Disney-related costumes that you and I would consider wearing for Halloween and so forth, okay. right?
Yeah.
Right. But before that, let's have this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
Mimi. Goofy. He needed to make an appointment to see a dentist.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what time his appointment was for?
2:30.
2:30. Ba-dum-bum. That a way to give away the... It's the first time in the history of the Disney dad joke that you gave away the punchline as I'm giving the joke. That's like well, that's not even right.
That's the first time I've guessed
that's
it.
That's not right.
Well, like in a joke, you're supposed to like guess it, aren't you?
Right. You should. Well, you're supposed to always say, no, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Even if you think you know, you just say, no, I don't know. And then I give it, yeah, 2:30.
Can I?
What?
Can I interrupt really fast?
You already interrupted, so
this,
go ahead.
This time last year, we did an episode about Disney ghosts and like weird paranormal things in the park that were experienced, and we like watched a few YouTube videos on it. To this day, that is one of my favorite episodes to record. And we did a Disney Reassembled where we talked about our favorite episodes to record, and I didn't mention this one. And I think we even talked about our favorite episodes to record at our 1 year anniversary, and I didn't mention it, but I think it is one of our long lost favorite fan, like yeah. not fan favorites, like underrated episodes. That was a good episode. That
absolutely. So there's more people listening to our show now than were last year at this time. And so I would encourage listeners, if you want to go back to last October, we had some of our best episodes of our first year of doing this podcast was oh, in yeah. October.
Was in October for sure. Like our themed episodes, like all of our episodes between the villains episode and like kind of ending New Year's were like yeah. solid. Like those were like,
yeah, didn't we like rank our favorite villains and
yes,
we did something
that
about
that was my idea. First of all, okay guys, I tell the story a lot, but for the new listeners. So I had been bugging Papa since July to do a villains episode. I was like, I want to talk about villains. And he was like, we'll just like wait till October and then we'll do like a weird, like Mickey's spooky bash or whatever. And like the villains night and everything. I was like, okay, so we finally get to October. And I was like, can we do a villains episode? And you're like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of boring to like just rank them and like talk about them. That episode is the most listened to episode from our entire podcast. So
is
take
it?
That. Yes.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It might be.
It's up there.
We did a couple. We did that. We did the paranormal Disney. And my favorite was the upside down Disneyland.
That was so fun.
Yeah. So listeners, I don't remember what episode number it was, but look back into
the Tom Cruise
October.
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah. Go back to October of last year. If you're looking for another great Halloween themed Disney episode from us, go back and listen to the upside down Disneyland one. It was really a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed making that one. And I think people would really enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, it's a great episode.
So are you ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Let's talk about our costumes. Because this episode, I mean, we're actually recording this episode on Wednesday, October 6th.
I had yet to order said Halloween costume.
And I don't have one either. But we're actually recording this episode much earlier in the week than we normally would because you have big stuff going on, right?
I do have big stuff going on. So, life update. My birthday was 2 weeks ago, having a party on Saturday. And it's like kind of at night, but not super late because I'm like boring and old and go to sleep at like 9. So the party can't be much later than 10. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Just like the party on Saturday. So we're not going to have time because we'll be like running around and setting up and everything. And then Sunday is something, I think. I don't know.
Recovery from your party and cleaning up.
Well, yeah, but that will take all day.
So, yeah, we're not going to be able to record on Saturday this week. Our show comes out Sunday night, and we're going to have too much going on Sunday to record on Sunday. And certainly during the week with you in school, it's really tough. Like tomorrow, Thursday. we were going to do
Thursday's
live.
Carnival. Right. I'm so excited, guys. Okay, so my school does this thing called Diversity Series, and it's just like it's a series of like 6 or 7 shows that like highlight specific minority groups. And the first one is called Carnival, and it celebrates Latino and Hispanic heritage. And it starts at 5:30, and then from 5:30 to 7 is like this just display of booths of like food and culture and art and all this other stuff and like literature and like things to do and learn. And then at 7 is when the show starts. And I've mentioned this before, but I go to an art school. And so there's just like tons of musicians and singers and poets and visual artists and instrumentalists, like, and like so many, like, it's just a show. Basically, it's a performance and it's going to be so fun.
It sounds like a great time. But we're not going to be able to do our YouTube live tomorrow. Right. Sorry, but guys, the people who are listening to this, it won't matter because they'll be listening to it after the fact. But we'll next week on the 14th, we will be live on YouTube. I don't think there's anything else going on. I don't have work the next day after
that. No, so. I don't think I have anything going on. Right. So we're planning on the next diversity series is Alphabet Soup, and it celebrates LGBTQ, and I'm leading that. And so I think we have a meeting sometime next week, but I don't think it's Thursday. So we'll get that out to you guys.
Yeah, we're shooting to go live again on YouTube on Thursday. So we invite all you to join us. We had a great time last time we did it 2 weeks ago. And yeah, we're going to hopefully be back on there pretty soon. All right. Let's jump into the costume conversation because, look, I really enjoy costumes. I really enjoy dressing up for Halloween. I don't get to do it as much. Like, I don't have the diversity of costumes that I wish I had because, you know, money. And these things cost money.
Literally, if I had the money, I would be, like, so into Halloween.
So why don't you start? Talk about one on your list.
Aren't really in any order. I know. I think yours are in order.
Mine really aren't in any order. Okay, I just kind of listed
them.
At the
bottom, I have Wanda.
You'd like to be Wanda. Why do you want to be Wanda?
I want to be Wanda because I think her costume is gorgeous. I love her suit. Like, I think it's amazing, and I think it would look really good on
you. Talk about the full power Wanda, at the end.
The Scarlet Witch.
And the actual Scarlet Witch costume.
Yeah. So I actually looked into Wanda originally for my first Halloween costume idea, but the only way to get that costume was to buy like a fancy cosplay one from Etsy, which is like fine. Like, credit to those artists that make those. They're absolutely incredible. But I don't have $300 to spend on that just to wear it once. And that's not the kind of costume you can throw together from pieces. And so I did scratch the Wanda idea, but I would, if in the sometime near future after Doctor Strange comes out and the Scarlet Witch suit is more popular and less, I guess, situated on the specific moment in the show, it'll probably be more widespread and Disney will like mass produce costumes, which like they did with Captain Marvel, and I can get one for next Halloween. But as of right now, the only ones I can buy are like custom made leather ones. So I scratched it, but Wanda coming
up. There's probably a cheap one out there somewhere, but it's real cheap, I'm sure. Right. So then we have 10 each, right?
Yeah.
10 of these each. All right. One on my list I have is Thor.
Yeah.
I've wanted to be Thor for a while, short-haired Thor, not the long-haired Thor, because I don't want to wear a wig.
Yeah.
But the short-haired Thor, you know, after he gets his second eye put back. I was really close to doing Thor a few years ago, having Mjolnir, the hammer. I wanted to get a hammer. I wanted to get maybe, you know, the axe, right? But is that our cats making those noises? Because we're recording in a different room of the house and no one else is home. What is that noise?
I was like, can we record downstairs? We're not like in that tiny little hot room.
But Thor, there's a theme for mine. I'm big on hero costumes. Yeah. I really like them. But Thor is always one I've wanted to do. And I just haven't done it yet. So yeah, I just think it'd be cool. The hammer, you know, whatever. So there you go. All right.
Thor.
What's so funny?
Well, my Halloween costume is connected.
Okay, so who's next on your list?
Rapunzel.
Oh, very
so
nice.
So I would do Rapunzel if I could buy like a very nice version of her dress. Not like a cheapy plastic one, but like not a super detailed cosplay one, but one that's just like in the $50, $60 range instead of like the $20, $30, you know what I mean? Like nicer than what you can get at Party City, but still not like super expensive. Because like if I do Rapunzel, I want to like do Rapunzel because I resonate so much with her, I think, and that she's my favorite character. I want to do her justice if I want to dress up as her.
Right. So the long braided blonde hair and cool. I think Rapunzel would be a cool costume to do. It'd be kind of hard to walk around though if it's too long and heavy.
Yeah.
You have to get a wig that's not so heavy.
Yeah, I mean, 1 year, my best friend and I, like, we were going to do Rapunzel and Pascal, and we ended up doing something else because we couldn't decide, like, because we both wanted to be Pascal.
Well, that doesn't work.
Right.
All right. My list, similar to that, Flynn Rider.
No way.
Yeah. I think Flynn Rider would be cool. I have the cool little goatee.
Yeah.
Because I like doing costumes that I can grow facial hair on.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
I've done that before. Like years ago, I did. It's a Marvel, but not in the Marvel. I did a Wolverine 1 year and I had the big chops and I pulled my hair up.
You and my brother
up.
Were both Wolverine that year.
Yeah. So Wolverine was. But Flynn Rider, I think, would be really, really fun to do. You know, I would just walk around doing the smolder all day.
Yeah.
Get ready for the smolder.
I think like at my wedding, like our father-daughter dance should be like Flynn Rider Rapunzel themed.
Oh, that would be cute.
That would be cute. It has to be Disney themed, like regardless
of
what.
I'd have my little satchel with the crown in it.
With the crown in it.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Flynn Rider, I think, would be a good costume for me. I'd enjoy it. I mean, I think he's a cool character, so I'd enjoy that. All right. Who's next on your list?
Tinkerbell.
Oh.
So, Tink.
You've been fairy before?
I have not been a fairy before.
Yeah, we have the wings. You had the wings.
No, I bought the wings because my birthday party is fairy themed.
Oh, you were like I thought you were a fairy, a butterfly fairy or something.
I was a butterfly, but I was never a fairy. Okay. So Tink was also in the running for this year's Halloween. And I was going to do her full out with the bun and the wings and a cute little green dress because I'm short. I look like her. It would be simple. But then this other girl that I know that like I'm friends with was Tink and I didn't want to like copy her and like steal it. Also, like, I just didn't like Tink as much the more I thought about it. It just wasn't as me. And so I did scratch it. But Tink, if I do get a chance, yes.
Yeah, fun.
That's it.
Cool. The next one on my list is Captain Jack Sparrow. I have some pirate stuff already. Like, I have a pirate headband and he doesn't wear an eye patch. But I think it'd be cool. You get the fake earrings.
Yeah.
You have the facial hair. You have the puffy shirt, the boots, the hat. Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think, Jack Sparrow costume. I mean, that's, to me, that's fun. I mean, you know, just you dress up like a pirate. You walk around and you talk like Jack Sparrow all night. And the problem is not the problem, but your attitude about the problem, that is the problem. Isn't that what he said? Something like that? All right.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. So Jack Sparrow. I think it'd be lots of fun. I'd do a Jack Sparrow costume. I'm in. All right. Next for you.
Mary Poppins.
Oh.
When I was little, Mary Poppins was my favorite character. I don't know if you were around a ton. Like, okay, you were around. That's not what I mean. I mean, like,
yeah, I've been around from the beginning.
We, like, my mom's, like, mom's club friends and us were, like, super close. Like, the kids were super close. But, like, me and this one girl got, like, really close through Mary Poppins. We used to, like, watch the movie and listen to the soundtrack all the time. And I wanted to be Mary Poppins for Halloween. Like, with the white dress, you know, like, the horse race outfit. But, like, it didn't exist back in 2011. But then, story time, I've told this story before. I walked into the Disney store to buy something for It Doesn't Matter, and I saw them on the shelf. Like, you could just take one off the shelf, Mary Poppins white horse race dress. And I was like, what the heck? Like, where was this like 7 years ago, 8 years ago when I wanted to be Mary Poppins? Mm. So Mary Poppins is back on that list for that specific reason, and I want to get like the cute little like flowy white dress, you know?
That would be cool.
But I think I could only do that, like, if I went to Disney on Halloween. You know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like if I were to wear the Mary Poppins dress in a neighborhood or to a party, like, people wouldn't get it.
Right.
So I think about doing Halloween at Disney a lot.
Right. We should do that.
We should.
Yeah. Not this year. Maybe next year. All right. Next on my list, Mr. Incredible. And not the fat version.
Mr. Incredible.
No, not fat Mr. Incredible. Fit Mr. Incredible.
See, I was going to ask fat Thor or healthy Thor.
Healthy Thor, of course. My God. I've lost like 20 pounds in the last
month.
I'm there, man. I'm in my fighting weight. But yeah, Mr. Incredible, the classic Mr. Incredible. I would almost go with the blue and black costume.
Oh yeah.
The classic Incredible, you know, back when he was
incredible.
Before he had kids. When he was cool Incredible instead of Dad Incredible. All right. Yeah, Mr. Incredible. I think that'd be cool. Got a little black mask. Simple costume. Lots of fun.
Yeah. All right,
next.
Winnie the Pooh.
You've been Winnie the Pooh.
I have been Winnie the Pooh. I was Winnie the Pooh when I was like 3.
I can post those on Instagram.
And then literally the year after, my brother was Winnie the Pooh because he didn't want to buy him a costume. But I was Tigger, so we're like Winnie the Pooh and Tigger that year.
Right.
Yeah. I would do Winnie the Pooh again. I would also do Tigger again. Yeah. Any character from Winnie the Pooh I would do again.
Winnie the Pooh costume was really cute.
It was very cute.
It looks cuter.
It was just
little
like a
kids.
Little bitty like round thing with like a little hood. It was so cute.
It's not as cool. I don't think it looks as cool on adults, but it looks cool on kids.
I think I'm still young enough to pull it off.
Yeah, probably so. I think you look cool on you. Everything looks good on you. Don't worry about it.
Very true.
All right, my turn. Mandalorian. The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's fair.
Din Djarin. Ooh, or Boba Fett. I almost put Boba Fett there, but I think
they kind of fall under the same category.
I'd do Mandalorian because I'd have Grogu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My English teacher, who I've yet to tell about the show, was the Mandalorian last year. And like, fun fact about him, watch this be the week that I tell him to listen to the show. He goes like all out on Halloween, like all out, like spends the money on the cosplay costumes, gets it like custom made. And he was the Mandalorian last year. And I was still virtual at the time, but like I had a friend who's in his class and like, it was just, it's cool. And like this year, I think I'm really scared that he's going to show up as Loki and I'm also going to show up as Loki. Spoiler alert. And like, that would be weird.
Well, it'd just be variants. That'd be perfect.
That would be so cool. And then I could like tag him on my Instagram post.
Yeah. Don't, we all follow don't tag him. Don't tag your teacher on your Instagram.
But we post. All follow him. He taught us to follow him.
Well, I was talking about me and the Mandalorian and this morphed into you being Loki.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, Mandalorian. I think it'd be great. Cause I just think that would be a cool costume. Yeah, I would wear definitely. That to like cosplay things.
You should get like, if I was still like a baby and Mandalorian came out, you know, 12 years ago, I could be Grogu and you would be the Mandalorian. That would be so cute.
That would be cute. All right. Who's next on your list?
Oh, you can just make one of the cats be Grogu.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Next on my list, Bucky Barnes.
Absolutely. You go.
Bucky Barnes. And I
Winter also, Soldier Bucky?
Yeah.
With the face mask and the metal arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about Bucky this year. And I kind of went back and forth between Bucky and Loki. And like, it took me a while, but I realized like the Bucky costume would be easier to put together. Like, I'm really struggling with the Loki, you guys. But I like Loki better than I like Bucky. So,
you know what's funny? I almost put Bucky on my list. Really? I almost put Winter Soldier on my list.
Cute.
That would have been pretty awesome.
Like, yeah, like you and brother had matching costumes. Like, mm-hmm. You and I would have matching costumes. Be the Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Bucky would be cool. I think it'd be a great idea for you to do that one year.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. My list?
Yes.
Indiana Jones. Here's why. The thing, if you buy good quality stuff, you can wear it year round. Everyone likes a good leather jacket. Everyone likes a cool fedora. Put some
Nobody
khakis.
Likes a fedora.
Put on a cool fedora, some khakis, a white shirt.
And a whip.
A whip can come in handy. You never know. You're in the store. The line's taking too long. Let's go. Hurry it up. Get moving up there, right? I think Indiana Jones is a great costume to wear because not only can you wear it on Halloween, you can wear it year round. You can dress up with a leather jacket and a fedora and khakis year round, and no one would tell you a thing. They would just think that dude dresses cool. He looks like Indiana Jones.
That dude looks like a millennial art student who never grew out of.
Doesn't matter. Indiana Jones, great costume because you can wear it all year.
Sure.
Well, at least when it's cool outside. You can't wear it in the summer here. You'd die.
Yeah.
Yeah. No leather jackets and fedoras in the summer. All right. Indiana Jones. I think it'd be great. Yeah.
Just realized that my entire list is just like people I considered this year.
That's okay.
Like my Halloween, like Halloween's intense for me, guys. Okay. Cruella.
Ooh, yes. Absolutely.
I would body Cruella. Like I literally like have a screenshot from Pinterest and I was like, I'm going to do Cruella. Like that's it. And then I realized that since the movie came out, it would be like a wildly popular costume. Like, do you remember when Suicide Squad came out and Harley Quinn was everywhere?
I think there's going to be a lot of Cruellas out there.
Right. I didn't want to be basic. And so I was like, I'll do Cruella the year after it died. And then I'll be like,
well, don't quirky. Wait too long. And then she'll be passé.
And then I'll be like quirky for being like, oh, like I'm an underground Disney character. Like nobody really knows me.
You just go as one of the Dalmatians. Go as Baroness.
I'm not going as the Baroness.
Okay. Cruella, that'd be cool though. I think you can pull that off.
Yeah.
And that'd be really fun.
My school just has random costume days like in the middle of the year. So I could just do Cruella then.
Yep. There you go. All right. Next on my list is Loki. But I think Loki with the TVA wind jacket.
Boring.
Yeah, the boring Loki with the tie. But I would wear I would wear the little Loki crown, like the Loki helmet with the TVA outfit.
I think once I buy the Loki crown for my costume, you're just going to take it.
I thought about President Loki, but
President Loki.
Yeah, you guys, I could be Alligator Loki.
You could be Kid Loki.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
I want to get a Loki for President pin and put it on my backpack.
Ooh, we should make a Loki for President pin.
Well, they have them.
We should buy
one. It's in the show. Yeah. No, like people at school have them on theirs. And I'm like, I want people to know that I'm cool and quirky and follow Marvel.
Loki's on my list. I would definitely buy the TVA jacket.
Yeah.
And just go. There we go. All right. Okay. Next.
Belle.
Oh, is it Bookworm like, Belle or no, yellow dress?
Yellow Belle slash Cinderella. If I get to wear the big blue dress from the live action,
Cinderella. You could be Cinderella.
No,
you could be yellow Belle with glass slippers.
Belle in Emma Watson's dress, or Cinderella in Lily James's dress.
Okay.
So yeah, that's that. So that's it. It's just a big princess Bellarella. Dress. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Cinderella. Bellarella.
Your number three is?
My number three is one. You know, I said I wanted to be Thor for a long time. This is one that I've been wanting to do even longer than Thor. Captain America.
Just do it.
I want to be, but I want a real Captain America. I don't want some cheap costume. I want a real one. A real one. I like the one from Winter Soldier. The one he wore in Captain America Winter Soldier with a good shield, like, feels right. I don't want to. You know what the hardest part of the Captain America costume is? Is buying a good helmet, like a mask that doesn't look cheap.
Yeah.
Like I want one that fits me and fits well. Like I don't want it sagging and, you know, blah, 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 falling off to the side, you know. But yeah, Captain America all the way. I've been wanting to do Captain America. Captain America. When I was a little boy, I was Captain America 1 year. Cute. My father made a shield for me out of plywood and a door handle. Like literally cut a piece of plywood in a circle, painted it that looked just like Captain America's shield, and put like a door and screwed a door handle into the back of it. And that's how I carried it around. Thanks, Dad. I love that. I'd never forget that. Thanks for your effort. I would never go through the effort of doing that for you guys. I just buy it. But back then you couldn't buy that stuff.
Right.
You know, back in the 70s, like we didn't have plastic back then. It wasn't invented. No, they had plastic back then. All right. They didn't have Party City. I can tell you that. All right. My mother used to make these costumes.
That's fun.
Because you couldn't buy them.
Right.
So you'd have to go to like a Michael's.
And like get the fabric.
And buy the fabric and buy the pattern. And you have to cut it. And my mother used to sew and make the costumes. That would be unheard of.
Yeah.
Nowadays. All right. Who's next on your list?
Also on your list, Jack Sparrow.
Hey, high five.
I heavily considered Jack Sparrow this year because like Johnny Depp is one of my personality traits and Jack Sparrow is my favorite character of all time. And I was like, I was so into it. I like put all the steampunk gothic pieces together. Like I had the skirt and the shirt and the corset and the hat. And like
he's a pirate. He's not steampunk gothic.
But like it's the era. The era of fashion. That like
the clothes kind of look similar.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And like the jacket and like I had it all put together and I was like, you know what? I just think like I think being a pirate would be cool. I've thought about it a while, but I think Loki's the way to go. But Jack Sparrow is so high on my list. Like I'm so scared I'm gonna regret not being him. Y'all have no idea.
Jack Sparrow would be cool. You could like put like a fake beard on.
No, not that.
Why not? You have to be like Jack Sparrow.
I can just like get the hat.
It'd be lots of fun. What's her name in the movie? But you want to be Jack. You don't want to be...
No, I don't want to be Elizabeth. I want to be Jack.
Cool. That's a good one. All right. Next on my list, a Jedi. And truth be told...
You already were a Jedi.
I have a Jedi costume already. I have the robes. I have the shirt. I can't wear the pants. The pants that came with the costume just don't fit normal people. So they've just never been worn. So normal people can't wear that. So yeah, Jedi robes. It's cool. You just put on the robe, put on the shirt, grab a fake lightsaber or, you know,
or
whatever.
Or a real lightsaber.
And it's a lot. Kids like the Jedi costume. Yeah, they like to take pictures.
Because it's like recognizable.
Right. They like to take pictures, you know, when I go to work and they want to take pictures with me, especially if like some kids are dressed like Darth Vader, they always want to take pictures with me. So yeah, Jedi costume. I mean, it's simple, pretty easy to do.
And it's cool.
And effective. Everybody loves it. All right.
Yeah.
We have one more left on our lists. Right. Who's the last one on your list?
Alice.
Ooh, yeah. So you've always wanted to do Alice.
Yes. I've wanted to do Alice for so long. I wanted to do Alice last year, but mom wouldn't buy me a costume because I wasn't going out. And so I didn't do anything. But Alice was super high on my list last year. And then I considered it again this year, but I wanted to be cool and not cute. So I was like, we'll scratch Alice and do that later. But I think it would be funny if I was Alice, because when I was in sixth grade, my best friend and I like wanted to be Alice and the Hatter. And then we had like a group come together and we were the Hatter, Alice, the Queen of Hearts, and the Cheshire Cat.
You were the Hatter.
I was the Hatter.
Yeah, that was fun.
I would do the Hatter again, but like I only get one Halloween a year and I don't want to like waste it on a costume I've already worn. You know what I mean?
We should move to Gravity Falls and have Summerween.
I literally, like, I'm in student council and I'm going to lobby for like a mid-year, like Halloween. Like we do a spirit week at December, but like I want to do like a Halloween day, like second Halloween of the year, because like we just costumes.
Right. Cool. Alice, I think it'll be a good costume for you to do.
Yeah.
You know, when you're feeling in your cute phase, go back to Alice.
Yeah, I don't know. Do that.
All right. The last one on my list, I, other than the Mandalorian, this is a costume that I wish that if I was a cosplayer, I would want to do. And that is, I would want to be a clone trooper, not a stormtrooper.
Like a cool one.
Specifically, I would love to be Captain Rex.
Yeah.
Captain Rex is my favorite clone trooper, and I would want to kill. I should have just written Captain Rex
right
here. Right. But I mean, if someone said, hey, I have a Cody, I'd take a Cody. Right. Or whatever. But Rex is my boy. I love Rex. So, yeah, I mean, my last one on my list would be clone trooper. But
clone trooper's a good one.
It's a good one. But it's just like Mandalorian. I just don't want to buy. But I don't want to buy a cheap.
Right. Like right. I'd want a real one. Like one. Yeah.
Right.
I'd want to get like one of the professional.
Right. Like somebody I know, you know, is making their own stormtrooper costume.
Right, but it's taking him like years.
Right. It took him almost a year to do the whole thing. But it looked great when he was done. Like he looked like a real stormtrooper.
Right.
But yeah, I would love to be Captain Rex. That would be my 10th one. So we're going to run through your list one last time. Who are the 10 costumes that you are most interested in?
Wanda, Rapunzel, Tinkerbell, Mary Poppins, Winnie the Pooh, Bucky Barnes, Cruella, Belle, Jack Sparrow, Alice.
All right. And my 10 were Thor, Flynn Rider, Jack Sparrow, Mr. Incredible, pre-children, Mr. Cool Incredible, The Mandalorian, Din Djarin, Indiana Jones, the TVA version of Loki, Captain America, a Jedi, and Captain Rex or Clone Trooper.
Heck so yeah, there you go. These are great Halloween.
Maybe
costumes.
Our guests out there.
If any of y'all do any of these, please send me pictures.
Yeah, send us pictures. Or if you've done one already, send us a picture. Yeah, no, you know, we'd love to
like,
see it.
That's not a joke. Okay, I know we say send us things all the time. But like,
yeah.
Like if you've done these, please send them. I want to see your Halloween costumes. I freaking love Halloween.
Or tell us what you'd like us to be for Halloween. It may be too late for us to do that this year.
Well, no, definitely not. Haven't ordered anything.
But
yet.
Yeah, let us know. And maybe maybe we can share some pictures of old Halloween costumes that we've worn in the past.
Yeah, but I was only Disney character like twice.
Yeah, I did Green Arrow some, and that's DC. So.
I did Cookie Monster.
I was Iron. I was
which I guess Cookie Monster is. Well, no, because he's not like a Muppet.
I was Iron Patriot one year, like the red, white, and blue Iron Man. Yeah, I still have that costume. So
does it fit?
Yeah, sure it does.
Cool. All right.
I bought the large.
So if you want to send us your pictures or opinions or ideas, you can send them to disneyassembled@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Disney Assembled. There's also YouTube, which is just Disney Assembled. And we go live on YouTube, like, so far bi-weekly, but we're trying to go weekly.
And just check, keep track of us on socials. We announce when we're going to do it.
And all the information for our Patreon, Buy Us a Dole Whip, and Tee Public Store are on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure to check that out before you click off.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you want to send us a story for the What The series, we had one last week. A great story was sent in. We'd love to read another one. So if you have an example of a What The story that we can use on the show, send that to us, or send us a voice message. Go down to the show notes at the very bottom. There should be a link that takes you to a website where you can leave us a voice message. We'd love to hear from you. And finally, and most importantly, maybe not most importantly, but very importantly, we would love for you to consider giving us a kind rating and review on the podcast player of your choice.
Specifically the 5-star version.
5-star ratings are the best, and reviews that are kind are awesome. You know, a virtual hug would be most appreciated, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, which is very, very popular, and it really helps the show, you know, get spread, the word gets spread and other people can find it. So there you go. All right.
Heck yeah.
There we go. Halloween's coming. Boom. October's here. High
First
five.
First themed episode of the season. Are you
Absolutely.
Guys, are you guys ready for more spoopy jokes?
Spoopy.
And Thanksgiving things and Christmas songs? Because you should be. Christmas.
Christmas isn't here.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas doesn't come until after Thanksgiving. We have a while before Christmas. Long way to go.
It goes Halloween, Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the show. All right.
It's fine.
Tell your friends. And until next time, see you real soon.